SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Leaders of the group of seven leading industrialized nations are turning their attention to migration today. This is day two of their summit in Italy. Yesterday at a news conference there, President Biden said the U.S. will keep helping Ukraine.
There's a lot more money coming beyond what's already come in the other tranches that are available now that we've passed the legislation. So they'll have what they need and get it there as quickly as we possibly can.
In Parkland, Florida today, a large excavator stretched up and punched out a window on the top floor of the three-story classroom building where 17 people died in a mass shooting in 2018. Parkland's Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. A long-awaited demolition got underway. About 100 yards away, some victims' family members watched and took photos. Mortgage rates have ticked downward over the past week. Here's correspondent Alex Viega.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.95%. That's down slightly from 6.99% last week.
On Wall Street, a slow start. The Dow down by 141 points. The Supreme Court has preserved access to a widely used abortion medication.
The justices unanimously preserved access to a medication that was used in nearly two-thirds of all abortions in the U.S. last year, in the court's first abortion decision since conservative justices overturned Roe v. Wade 2 years ago. The justices ruled that pro-life advocates lacked the legal right to sue over the Federal Food and Drug Administration's approval of the medication, mifepristone, and the FDA's subsequent actions to ease access to it. The case had threatened to restrict access to mifepristone across the country, including in states where abortion remains legal. The High Court is separately considering another abortion case about whether federal law on emergency treatment at hospitals overrides state abortion bans in rare emergency cases in which a pregnant patient's health is at serious risk. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Now this is SRN News. There's a new battle brewing over religious freedom in the state of Michigan. We get an update from correspondent Michael Harrington.
Catholic officials are in federal court fighting the state over its decision to add sexual orientation and so-called gender identity to Michigan's civil rights law. The change would force Catholic schools to hire people who don't obey Catholic doctrine. Alliance Defending Freedom is representing some of the plaintiffs and says, quote, the Constitution is clear. Religious schools are free to operate according to their beliefs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arizona lawmakers have voted to send an initiative to the November ballot that would protect two state Supreme Court justices targeted for removal over their support for a near-total abortion ban. Both chambers of the legislature agreed to let state voters decide in November whether to eliminate specific terms for Supreme Court justices and some other judges. They instead will be allowed to serve indefinitely subject to a review commission. This is SRN News. Three researchers receive a patent for a targeted cancer-fighting compound.
The University of North Florida team discovered the compound, or peptoid, targets certain breast, colon, and lung cancers and stops them from growing. UNF's research is one of the first studies to explore the use of peptoids for early cancer diagnosis and potential treatment, and is the only known university conducting this type of study. The discovery could lead to significantly better patient outcomes for difficult-to-treat cancers. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Tesla shareholders have voted to restore CEO Elon Musk's record $44.9 billion pay package that was thrown out by a Delaware judge earlier this year. Vote totals were not immediately announced. The package is likely to remain tied up for now in the Delaware Chancery Court for several months as Tesla appeals the rejection. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.